Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, here with you today, and it's a very, very special day, isn't it, Kathy?
It's so special.
This is ASI Radio's 6th anniversary, and we're all still here, the original host. How about that?
I thought one of us would be dead by now.
That's terrible. That's awful. Happy anniversary. Michelle got, wow, the works. We've got cake, champagne, mimosas, balloons.
It's taking you a while.
This is because this is Michelle's favorite activity every week, so she wants
drinking?
To celebrate.
With there we go.
Full fanfare. You know, I'm glad we have champagne because we have another really big milestone to celebrate. Last Friday, someone in this room had their 20th, not Andy Cohen.
No.
20th anniversary with ASI, Joe Haley.
Yeah, that's right.
So how about that?
That's pretty awesome.
So let's toast.
Well, he's pouring champagne.
Wait, how come he has champagne and no orange juice?
Yeah, I drank the orange juice already.
Pass the bottle.
All right, we're going to pour our glasses. And in just a moment, we are going to toast to ASI Radio Show's 6th anniversary and Joe Haley's 20th. We only have 14 more years to go at the radio show, and we'll have Joe's tenure. Kathy just looked horrified. Vinny Driscoll, he is here too, one of our original peeps.
Here, Kathy. Thanks,
so
Michelle.
There we have it.
And he likes peeps at Easter time. A little marshmallow.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
You don't have any champagne.
It's coming their way.
It's coming their way. All right, let's toast.
Thank you.
6 years of ASI Radio. Congratulations, guys. Thank you to all our listeners and our sponsors. It's been a lot of fun, I'm sure.
Salute.
All of us would agree. Now, Joe?
Yes.
I got balloons all over.
Only the best of
20
times.
Years. We're going to have a big celebration this Thursday. Yes. A bunch of us are going to see the Phillies in your honor.
Lose.
Yay.
No, that's not nice.
Kathy.
Who are they playing?
Joe Haley, you've been
Giants.
Here 20 years.
Yes.
Who's the first person in this room that you met, and what did you think of them?
In this room, it was Kathy.
Uh-huh. What'd you think of me?
Yeah, I thought she
We don't
was...
have it long enough to get into that.
I thought she was super smart.
Super smart.
And very nice.
All right.
She thought I was a big dork.
I did.
You did? Well,
I wasn't really far off.
And
was
it
I?
Exists to this day.
And then, what, a year later or so, you met Michelle? When did you meet Michelle?
Yes.
Or a few years
First of
later.
All, I don't think she thought you were a big dork. A little dork.
And then I met Michelle. She came in for an interview.
Suddenly this turned into a Joe roast.
Did you interview Michelle?
No.
But she came in to say hi. She was wearing a leather jacket, and it was like her voice. It was like someone driving over a cat. Backing up over a cat.
Really? A black
Listen
leather
Listen to
jacket?
It. Uh-huh. Yeah, she came in a leather jacket.
Listen to it.
And what did you think of her? Did you think she was like Rizzo in
No,
Grease?
I thought she was sassy.
It was like, a Versace, FYI.
Rizzo in Grease, yeah.
Yes. Well, wasn't a pink lady.
She's leather Tuscadero from Happy Days. I thought there's no way she would ever make it here. There was too many rules and regulations.
And look at her now. Yeah.
Seriously.
See what happens when you make them conform to you.
Michelle, you've been here now for how many years?
17.
Wow. All right. Lots of tenure in this room. Very impressive. Anyway, happy birthday, ASI Radio. We have a great show for you today. To celebrate our anniversary, we've got a bunch of trivia questions. And if you call in and we ask you a question and you get it right, Joe, we're going to give you a $25 gift card.
That's right. We are.
So we'll do that in just a little bit. You can start calling now, though, at 215-953-4979, and we'll get you on the air with those questions as soon as we can. Joe, what else is on the tap for today's show?
Well, our friend from the West Coast is going to call in with his product safety minutes. That's Mr. Leighton Lee. We also have an ASI Chicago Best Places to Work conference recap. Well, that's a lot to say.
Are you okay?
The top 10 ways to increase workforce.
Maybe we should just move on.
No more champagne.
9 qualities of truly confident people, 6 tactics to become a better negotiator, 10 things successful people never say. We also have our favorite products, and we have a special call-in, too, as I understand, in addition to Mr. Leighton Lee, but that'll be a secret. But let's go to the industry news in 60 seconds with Andy Cohen.
What was in that glass?
Oh, my God.
All right. We begin this morning with product safety news. On the heels of the Jetline recall of power adapters 2 weeks ago, retailer Popkiller has recalled a USB car charger product sold in its stores between June 2013 and April 2014. Much like with the Jetline recall, the retailer said the chargers can overheat and cause a fire or electrical hazard to consumers. This is the third mobile charger recall within the past 3 3 months. Awards news now. Counselor named Alfred Broder's Norman Hollinger as its Person of the Year at a celebration in Chicago last week. Also, Suzanne Warwood from 4 Imprint took home the magazine's International Person of the Year. Check out Promogram today for video interviews with all 10 of the individual award winners. More awards news now. Counselor unveiled its Best Places to Work list at its second annual Best Places to Work conference last week. Leading the list, which has 90 members this year, is Alabama distributor firm Concepts and Associates. Check out the complete 1 to 90 rankings on CounselorMag.com right now. Distributor acquisition news. San Carlos, California-based KLNP Marketing has acquired fellow San Carlos distributor Safe Designs. Safe Designs owner Linda Westwood will remain as a consultant for the company, which will operate as a division of KLNP. The combined companies expect to have revenues of more than $10 million in 2014. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of the Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what is hot for today?
Andy, I have a USB charging cable that looks like a Swiss Army knife.
Ooh, right. I thought you were going
to
say a Swiffer.
Swiffer.
It's like a Swiffer.
But it's orange. It's
and
not
it has
red.
A brush on the end. And it's
no, it's actually pretty cool. You have to watch the Joe Show to see that.
You do. Check it out in Promogram today.
All right. Thanks, Andy. Now we're going to go to the phone and talk to our friend Leighton Lee, who has some new information on BPA. Good morning, Leighton.
Good morning, everyone. I have a feeling you guys may have uncorked a bottle of bubbly well before the show started this
week.
Well, Joe did.
Or something.
Congratulations to AFI Radio for number 6 and also Joe for number 20.
Wow, thank you, Leighton.
As I was listening to all that, I'm going, man, that's a lot of ASI shows in way too many cities. And from an eating standpoint, of course, when you're at the conventions and shows, you're always hungry. I go, that's a lot of convention center hot dogs over 20 years.
Yeah.
Boy. It is. It is.
Oh, man. Anyways, all right. Well, today's topic is about BPA. I know we talked a little bit about BPA in the past in Product Safety Minute, but three Democrats recently introduced a federal bill to ban BPA in all consumer products and all food and beverage containers. Now, we've never had a federal ban on BPA. There are a number of states in the country that have banned BPA in beverage and food containers for children, and a couple of them have banned it in adult sports bottles, but that's really about it. But this is the first time that anybody has introduced a federal bill to ban it in any food containers. That includes all the soup cans and food container cans that you buy off the shelf at the supermarket. Those cans have an epoxy resin coating on the inside. So when you're opening a can of soup or stew or chili and you look inside the can, there's a yellowish tint to the inside of the can. That is an epoxy resin coating. But most of those from reputable companies have BPA-free liners or coatings in them. But still, some of those liners do have BPA in them still. So what can we do about it as an industry? Just get ready. Distributors out there that are listening this morning, make sure you source from suppliers for your food containers and your beverage ware, that they're reputable, that they have all the testing, and that they can provide you with copies of the testing. But that way, you can be ready for this bill once it passes. I'm sure it will pass. Next week, just a little heads up, because of the Jetline recall a couple of weeks ago, which I fully applaud. I think they did a great job in being proactive after a few incidents came to their attention. And they just did the right thing. So I applaud Jetline for the recall. But we're going to talk a little bit more about electronic goods, and USB chargers, and so forth next week. So you all have a great anniversary celebration there today. And make sure you have a designated driver going.
All right. Thanks, we will. Thanks so much. All right. Now, as promised, we have a special surprise guest. Andy Cohn, why don't you introduce our next guest?
Well, we named Alfred Broder's Norm Hollinger, as I said in the news a little while ago on the show, as our Person of the Year last week at our Counselor Award ceremony in Chicago. And we have Norm on the line with us now. Norm, how are you?
Very well. Thank you, Andy.
Norm, work just down the street, you could have come over and had champagne with us.
Yeah. I know. We laughed that we're a driver and a pitch and wedge away from each other. That's a good thing.
So, Norm, we honored you and Alfred Broder for kind of overcoming and dealing with a whole dizzying array of change over the last 6 to 12 months. How have you gone through that, and how have you managed to steer the ship through all that change?
Well, clearly, no individual can do any of that. It was a group effort between our management team and our equity sponsors. You know, we're very fortunate to have a private equity group that works very, very well and very closely with us. And you know, we've really fleshed out our management team over these last couple of years. And it's clearly takes a, you know, to use your analogy of steering the ship, it takes an awful lot of folks to get the sails right and to get everything right on board to move ahead. And really, that's been the key. We're just very fortunate to have a very, very collaborative team, both from a management perspective, a private equity perspective, and really the folks on the front line, you know, selling and operating the business.
And so you've had some acquisitions over the past year, including Ash City, which was a big one, and you've changed the name of the company, and you've rebranded, and you've hired some new people. So that is a tremendous amount of change. So the next question, I guess, is what's next for you guys?
Well, you know, we're going to digest the Ash City deal here for the next short while. Our private equity group is looking at some other deals that will make sense for us. But really, you know, the key to our strategy going forward is that we just want to do things that help our customers succeed. So we're not looking to just get big or acquire companies for the sake of top line revenue or perhaps even bottom line profits. We're really looking at rounding out our offer to the customer. You know, we're convinced that the folks in, you know, the ASI world, you know, they want to become more efficient. They want to spend more time selling, less time sourcing, you know, more time out in front of their customers, less time in the back office. And so we want to provide an entire suite of products and services. So we're looking for, you know, for companies that can help us provide that full service that we want to provide to our customers.
Very good. All right, Norm, well, thanks for joining us on our 6th anniversary show. If you want to come down the street, we have champagne and cake here, so we'll leave some for you.
I'm rushing over now. Thanks.
Congratulations, thanks. Norm. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to pause for a message from today's show sponsor. When we return, call us now, 215-953-4979. We're going to ask you some ASI radio show trivia questions, and you're going to win some valuable prizes.
Hanes-branded Printwear has a new website designed specifically for screen printers and promotional product distributors. HanesInc.com features detailed product information and resources to help you make the most of Hanes t-shirts and fleece. For the first time, you can download high-res front and back hollows of every product in every color in the format and resolution you need. Apparel pages are organized by color and product line, so you can easily find exactly what you're looking for. In addition to high-res hollows, you will also find helpful sales tips on every product page. Each product is assigned a helpful return on investment scenario to illustrate the untapped return potential for you and your customers in every interaction. In our resources section, a dedicated return on investment page provides additional questions and insight to help you better understand how to meet your customers' needs with better products and better guidance. Visit HanesInc.com today for high-res hollows, sales tips, and many more resources.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. We're celebrating our 6th anniversary and Joe Haley's 20th anniversary with ASI.
We've got lots of celebrations going on here.
It's just a party day.
Celebrate good time, Andy.
Party week.
Come on.
Okay, we're going to give away some money now, guys. Call us 215-953-4979.
All right, get cool on the guy.
215-953-4979. Answer some trivia questions, and we're going to give you $25. And who knows, Joe may be feeling generous and throw in some other things into the prize pack. So, on line one, we have Margaret. Margaret, are you ready for some ASI radio show trivia?
Hello. How are y'all today?
We're great. How are you?
I'm doing better. I'm talking to y'all.
Yeah. Okay. Where are you from, Margaret?
North Carolina, can't you tell by that, y'all?
Yes, yeah. We thought so. All right, here's a good one. I like this question, Margaret. Which host on ASI Radio wakes up in the morning, looks in the mirror, and says, "You're adorable"? And I'm going to give you a hint. Well, it's one of five of us. I'm going to say right now it's not Andy Cohn. So your choices are Kathy, Joe, Melinda, or Michelle. What do you think?
Michelle.
No, try again. You've got Kathy, Joe,
Michelle,
or Melinda.
Says other things to herself in the mirror.
And Kathy. I am adorable.
Kathy, you got it.
It's
ding,
great.
Ding, ding, ding.
Somebody has to do it.
Michelle
that's
looks
right,
at herself and goes,
right.
You again?
Kathy has a great attitude. I think we all could do well by following that. All right, well, congrats, Mark.
I chose Michelle because it started with the same name as me.
Well, that's a good guess. But you got it with Kathy. We're going to give you $25. Joe, Margaret was such a good sport. What else should we give her today?
Let's give her some finger puppets, some hand fans, and let's throw in a piece of logoed ASI radio drinkware.
All right, there you have it, Margaret.
It's the regular prize pack.
Stay on the line and for your ASI prize pack, and thanks for playing.
Oh, I could have delivered that next week. I'll be there in North Carolina.
All right. on line four, we have Sapphire. Good morning, Sapphire. Hello.
Did we lose?
Hello.
Sapphire?
Did we lose you?
Sophia.
Oh, Sophia. Sophia?
Oh. Sophie.
Anyway, Sophie's not there either.
Why is everybody drunk?
We can't hear.
Can I see the card that said Sapphire / Sophia?
Sophie, are you there?
Sophie.
You got Sapphire from that?
I was just glancing at it quickly.
I think you might need some glasses.
I think I do. Sophie's not there, though.
We lost Sophie. Or Sapphire. We lost Sophie and Sapphire.
That I called her Sapphire.
Sophie, call back in, and we'll put you right back to the top of the list.
We will.
And we'll call you Sophie this time.
We have Peter. Good morning, Peter.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Yeah, pretty good. I want to try a stab at one of these quiz questions.
Okay. Now, this is hopefully you've been listening for a while, Peter, because I'm going to give you a hard one. Uh-oh. This is named six famous guests, other than us, because, of course, that we've had on the radio show. You know, we have a lot of celebrities, a lot of people who speak at our shows on the radio show. If you can name six, you're going to win a giant prize pack.
All right. Laura Bush.
Yes.
Who is this graffiti guy who is just at one of your... Oh, Eric Wall?
Yes.
Yeah,
Damon John, right?
Ooh, Damon John, yep. Three more.
Michael J. Fox.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Two more.
Does Joe Haley count? He's kind of an...
You know what? Joe Haley does count.
Right.
We're going to give you that. No. If you can come up with one more, we will count Joe Haley.
I think we should give him a hint, though. He's done so well.
We gave him Joe Haley.
Well, whose line is it anyway?
What?
Whose line is it anyway?
It's a good hint.
What? I'm not sure what that was.
That's not an official.
I think he said Wayne Brady. That was Wayne Brady.
Was that? Did you say Wayne Brady?
Yes.
Oh, congratulations! You got it.
All right.
That was really good. And he came up with some. Michael J. Fox was quite some time ago, so
we only play that every other week as the pre-show. So.
You're obviously a long-time listener. Congratulations, Chris. Stay on the line for your ASI prize pack.
Can we all wave? Guess who's listening to the show right now?
Who?
Billy Boo.
Billy Boo.
Oh, Billy Boo. Billy, call us. 215-953-4979.
I say Billy, yay.
And Billy Boo, you can answer a question and win a valuable prize.
Am I the only one who can drink in this room?
It's off the rails
already.
Are you
kidding me?
Okay, on line five, let's talk to Bruce. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, guys.
Okay, Bruce.
Like you're having fun over there.
We are.
Yeah.
Which radio show host is a soccer junkie? Now, you know, many of us watched the World Cup last week, mm-hmm. and we're really into it, but someone is more of a soccer enthusiast than others. Who would that be?
I think that's an easy one. I'm going to say Joe Haley.
Yeah, that's right.
Winner, winner.
All right.
Thank you.
And my local team beat Andy's local team on Wednesday. It wasn't even a contest.
Whatever.
Rub
it in.
Barely got off the bus at their own stadium.
Coming sometime soon.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's right. And are you coming down for it?
Yeah.
You and Jason?
We'll see.
Come on, man.
All right. Well, congratulations, Bruce. And we're going to keep you on the line and give you your ASI radio prize pack.
Thank you.
Any of Sapphire called back yet?
We have a couple questions.
Actually, we do have one more caller, and her name is Katie, not Cantania. Just Katie.
Why would I say that?
I don't know, because you somehow got Sapphire out of Sophie.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys? Sounds like a fun show this morning.
It's really fun, and it's going to be even more fun for you if you win ASI prize pack. This is a difficult one, I think, because I don't know the answer. But the question is, what was the show's original theme song?
I know.
Shh. Don't tell her.
I don't know.
Theme song. Can I get a hint?
Why don't you give her multiple choice? Okay, Laverne and Shirley's one, right?
Laverne and Shirley. Let's say Coldplay.
Okay, I'll go with Laverne and Shirley.
Wait, we're not done.
I'll give you four. Coldplay, Laverne and Shirley.
Jet.
Is Coldplay a
Coldplay
song?
Coldplay is a group.
Coldplay is not a
or
song.
Or Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Those are not songs.
Snow.
Are you okay?
Snow by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Snow by the Red Hot
I know
Chili
what it
Peppers.
Is now.
I'm sticking with Laverne and Shirley.
Okay, it's Jet, right? Isn't it?
No, it was Snow by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
No, was
this?
I just
yes,
wanted to be your
no.
girl.
No.
Are you going to be my girl?
No, the first one was Snow, and then Rich thought it was too downbeat. He wanted us to get something.
I think Kathy's right,
I am
actually.
Right. I'm totally right. 100%.
I think Kathy is
so the
right.
Jet was second.
I think you should
that.
Give Katie the prize pack.
Katie, we're going to give you the prize pack anyway, even though you said Laverne and Shirley, which
we're
going to
throw in the cork.
Which we can't imagine why we would have given Laverne and Shirley theme song be our theme song as well, but
Well,
Shamil Shamazel. Well, isn't that our motto, Andy? Don't we skip down here every
I guess,
moment?
You know, Shamil Andy, Shamazel. Andy and Joe, you could see as
I'm
sort of
Shamazel.
Andy and Joe could be sort of a Laverne and Shamil.
I don't know,
Wendy
but I'm excited
Wendy.
About our next caller.
Woohoo! Okay.
Who is it?
Goodbye.
Billy Yay.
Thank you.
On line two, we have message. Our friend Billy Boo. Hi, Billy.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
How are you?
You know, just drinking a little champagne, talking industry.
Would you like some champagne?
I would love some. Yeah. You okay. know, Michelle, I can't turn down a nice drink.
I know. I got to tell you guys, so Billy Boo and I spent a lot of time last week together in Chicago at many parties, many
I'm sorry
events.
For the both of you.
Oh, it's so much fun. It was great.
All right, Billy, you ready? There's a lot riding on this question. I mean, a lot of prizes. So
oh,
this
no.
could be life-changing, I would say. All right, here we go. Which ASI radio show has an aversion to social media? And I'm going to make an addendum here. Because this person actually does like Twitter, but she just says
she
hates
she.
Social media.
Oh.
Yeah.
So when
and
I think social media, it's all forms of social media
except
Twitter. And apparently it's a girl. So what do you think? You think it's Kathy, Michelle, or me?
Let's see. I would have to say Kathy.
No. Guess
no?
again. We'll give you another guess. Michelle or Melinda?
We'll give you up
Michelle.
To two more guesses.
Yeah. See, she has a fake aversion. She's like, oh, yeah. I hate social media. Oh, but I have 2,000 Twitter followers.
There's no way.
I know, right?
That's
but anyway,
crazy.
She likes
That's
to,
crazy.
She likes to complain about those types of things, Carly. Anyway, you have. We're sending a big ASI radio prize pack your way. So thanks for calling, Billy.
Man, that's awesome. I didn't want to answer questions. I just wanted to thank you guys for all you do for the industry and all you do to make it a better place to work. And you guys are a fabulous group of people. And I just wanted to say thank you.
See, that's why
Billy.
I call you Billy Yay.
Billy, I'm going to shoot you an email later today. I was thinking about what we talked about at the show.
Sweet.
Awfully
sweet.
Cryptic.
Yeah, I know. I'm not telling you what it is, Andy.
Cryptic much?
That's right. I'm not telling you what it is.
All right. Thanks so much for calling, Billy. And say hi to
y'all have
in
a great
office
day.
For us.
Take care now.
Take care. Sorry. Bye-bye. All right. So most of us in this room were in Chicago last week.
What is wrong with you people?
Here's what's wrong. You and I are the only ones who can hold our liquor.
Jeez.
I've only had one sip.
I can hold it.
Most
You're
of
already
us,
slurring your words. Like, what is wrong?
Whatever. Most of us were in Chicago last week. We had a lot of events going on. We had the ASI show. We had the counselor awards. And then last Friday, we had a day-long counselor best places to work conference. Lots going on. Michelle, what was your favorite part of the week?
Two things. I love the counselor banquet, as we call it, the counselor prom. I thought that was great with some people that we know won awards. I thought that was fabulous. It was very well done. But I love the Best Places to Work comments. I thought it was great. I thought the content was fabulous. People were scribbling notes. People got really, really great ideas. I love Jim Martin from Numo,
loved.
Who has the nurse practitioner come in once, was it, a couple times a week?
Yep, twice a week.
And treats his staff with, you know, inoculations and sore throats and things
That's
like that.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought it was
and
great.
And he has a personal trainer who Joe and – Andy and I experienced Stella come in, is it 3 days a week?
Yeah.
For an hour and really put people through their paces. I mean, we went through her.
There's
training.
A vine of Andy passing out.
There is. But I mean, we were doing sprints and, you know, all kinds of crazy things. But the interesting thing, Michelle, not only do employees love it and they feel better and they're more fit, but he's banking that it's going to really help him save on health care costs. So it's a great benefit for employees and also, you know, potentially a savings for him. He gives his employees 100% paid healthcare. So as a result, then he's got to look for ways to really reduce, you know, those mm-hmm. premiums yeah. and, you know, keep people healthy.
You know, with bringing in that nurse and people can go and see her during the day, you know, they might not go to the doctors if they have to miss work. Right. Clock right. out and miss that time.
Yeah,
if they come and they're sick and then you infect other people and then they become sick and then you
or then you're out for a week with the flu.
Right. So this is a smart thing to do. Bring the nurse there to them and they're still going to stay there and work. They're going to get, you know, the medicines they need to check up that they need.
Not
and
only
their family
that,
members
right.
Come
yeah,
too.
That's what I was going to say too.
Members.
It is a huge benefit.
That
like that's
is.
Good
yeah.
on
for
the
free too. No copay.
That's great.
Right. That's good on the company end because it will definitely help reduce healthcare costs, but what a great benefit.
Yeah,
you don't have to
absolutely.
Leave work. You can fit in the doctor visit, you know, during work. You can bring your family to visit the doctor yeah. as well.
I would love that.
You know, yeah. that is a fantastic idea.
The other thing they do is health fairs a couple times yeah. a year. And he said that's really where they discover people who have big problems, like
right.
diabetes and things, who never go to the doctor. But, you know, all of a sudden they get their BMI taken and their blood sugar
right.
and everything. And, you know, they can identify people who have big problems early on enough on mm-hmm. in the process where they can really help them and get them the care that they need. So
that's
cool
great.
Too.
That's a great
I like
benefit.
Tom Havens, too, from Catalyst.
I
he
did
was
too.
My other
who
favorite.
He said that he lets his dog sit out in the lobby and they keep potential interview candidates waiting for 10 to 15 minutes to see how they interact with the dog and also
right.
the receptionist, who he calls the VP of first impressions, because
ah.
he wants to see how if the person treats the receptionist kind of, you know, in a demeaning way because they're, you know, a quote unquote
mm-hmm.
receptionist, but she's really there to kind of assess the person and their personality. But the dog, I yeah. love that they let the person.
I like that too.
Dog.
You know, there was something else he said that I really liked that just stuck with me. He was talking about the interview process at his company, and he said every person that he interviewed, he always asks the question, what's the biggest misconception about you? And you think about that and you probably think that there's that, you know, something you could answer about that. Well, he said he's actually looking for a very specific answer, which is there is none. I am who I am. And everybody who meets me should read me as to who I am, and there shouldn't be a misconception about me.
Because
so it's a pretty
interesting.
Because
you say what the misconception is really you are, that like
exactly.
like the example he gave,
yeah.
I'm going to use a salty word, is if you say, you know, I'm not a bitch, well, chances are
yeah.
you're
yeah.
Yeah.
exactly.
not a bitch.
Yeah.
Well, really not.
Yeah, you kind of are.
I looked,
you know?
I looked
yeah.
at Michelle when he said that.
Because he said, you know, we don't hire bitches, and Joe leans over to me and goes, we do.
Yeah. But I had never thought of that. You know, I've done plenty of interviews and spoken to plenty of people who were interviewing for jobs. I've never heard of that, and I think it's a great idea.
We were there last year.
Yeah.
And he spoke of the statue when they're in their lobby, mm-hmm. which is actually a
it's
huge
a knight in
pink,
shining armor.
It's a
pink.
Knight.
Yeah.
Pink armor. Pink shining
what?
Armor. Pink.
You know, the other thing that I really liked that he said was he basically only hires people out of college, which is
yeah.
an extremely unique model for our industry. And he hires them, he trains them, and now he's at kind of a level where some of them have been there 5 to 7 years, are getting them promoted into higher levels and things like that. That's very unique for our industry.
Yeah.
And I think that more people, you know, should see the potential of having some young people in their organization.
The other totally unique thing that they do is they do group interviews. So a candidate
like 23
right,
people. Yeah.
A candidate will meet
that.
With, will meet with, you know, one, the human resource person, the person that they would report to one-on-one, but then they will have them, they'll just have everybody at the company, whoever's there that day, go into a room and then talk to this
but he
one
said
person.
It could be 23 people.
It could, yeah, it could be 20 plus people and then just see how they interact. It's they're not really throwing questions at them. They're just kind of interacting to see how they would fit into the culture.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that
and
is
he
such
said,
a good
you know,
idea.
A good
yeah.
percentage come out smiling, laughing, saying, oh, I had the best time.
Right.
And then a small percent come out and are clearly like horrified. And he knows
right.
those are the people that are not
yeah.
going to fit
yeah.
in. Right.
You know, and that
it's
was one of the
idea.
Themes of the conference was the corporate culture that a lot of
yeah.
these companies have, whether it's having fun there, whether it's, you know, assisting each other, working together on projects, you know, being a complete team, customer service. Everyone talked about their corporate culture at their place of business.
Well, it was a great event. Andy, the Best Places to Work issue is coming out in September, correct?
Yes, it is. And the list, which we announced at mm-hmm. the conference, actually, is live right now. And you can view that on councilmag.com.
And that list will also be the September issue.
Yep.
Plus, with write-ups of all the companies that we visited on our Best Places to Work road tour.
That's
so a
correct.
Lot of good info in the September issue of Counselor. All right, we have just enough time for Michelle's favorite part of the show, where we editors talk about their favorite products of the week. Michelle, why don't you start us off?
Okay, my product is from Admins, which was this year's Supplier Entrepreneur Company of the Year. And it is little lip balms in the shape of mini beer cans.
Cool. Do they smell like beer?
You know, I don't know. But you can
they
have
might.
The logo. Yeah, there's
yeah,
100 different
flavored.
Styles
yeah.
and everything. So they are ASI 31516. Actually, they might, because it says they come in 100 different flavors.
Yep. I bet you got your beer flavored balm.
I bet you got.
Joe, you're standing up, so we're going to let you go next.
All right, so I have some golf tails here. They're all trifold. They come with a grommet and a hook, and you see they have a great spot for an embroidery logo on the bottom. This one's done horizontally.
Oh, we're again, going. Oh, horizontally. Watch out. Don't. Okay.
I'm trying to go through these quickly.
You like the shamrock.
Vertically. And yeah, how about that? And of course, another one vertically. Come in a variety of different colors. Golf.
If you call 1-800 golf towel right now, sorry.
Golf towels make a great product if you're having a tournament for your clients and your vendors. If you're sponsoring a local tournament for gift shops or pro shops for golf leagues or any type of golf. For the school leagues, they'll be starting soon at the end of the summer. You can find these from Cotton Love online at cotton-love.com.
Andy, what do you have? Right.
Mine is also in the golf area. It is a divot repair tool, which is a unique accessory for golf tournaments. It comes with a divot fixer, a ball marker, a bottle opener, cigar holder, and a club rest. It is an all-in-one tool. It's great for any charity events. It comes from Hat Trick, which is ASI 80303.
Kathy, why don't you bring us home?
And mine is also alcohol-related, like Michelle's. Go figure. Mine's from Adenart ASI 31518, and they offer brand-new Imperial wine drinkware. It's vacuum-insulated stainless steel wine cups that keep your wine cold for a long time. So, yeah, check it out.
You need that.
They come in a variety of spiffy colors in their gift box, so perfect for the holidays. Yeah.
All right. Well, we are out of time. Thanks today for listening. Thanks today's show sponsor, Haynes. And most of all, happy anniversary to ASI Radio. Michelle, thanks for arranging this great party. And happy 20th anniversary to Joe Haley. Have a great week, everyone.
Happy.